This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. When the government releases its monthly jobs report this morning, economists are expecting the unemployment rate will stay close to where it's been, and that would be 9.7%. This even as the economy continues to show signs of improvement. NPR's Tamara Keith joins us now to talk about what we might see when the numbers are actually released a little bit later this morning. And Tamara, what are economists expecting this month?
Well, the consensus estimate, or you could say the big educated guess, is that the economy generated 187,000 jobs in April. But much like last month, it comes with this giant asterisk. The census. Some people are saying maybe 100,000 temporary census workers were brought on the payroll in April. And I can tell you just from talking to folks that there are a lot of people who have taken census jobs in the last month. We won't know for sure exactly how many of them there are until we're able to dig into the report. But economists do expect that the private sector created jobs too, maybe something like 50,000, which is not a blockbuster number, but it's still positive. And if this all turns out to be the case, April would be the third month since the economy started growing again where there's been positive job growth and the second in a row. But those same economists are also predicting that the unemployment rate will stay right at 9.7%.
So if the economy is creating thousands and thousands of jobs, what you just said, as many as 180,000 jobs?
Yeah.
Why would the unemployment rate stay the same? This is a question that comes up over and over again.
Well, it's a little thing called hope. People are starting to have hope again, which means they're starting to look for jobs again. You know, there are more jobs posted. You're hearing about people getting hired. And so people who had completely dropped out of the labor force and stopped getting counted as unemployed, they're starting to look for work again and they're sending out resumes again. And so now they're getting counted towards the unemployment rate again. The unemployment rate does not include people who've stopped looking for work. It also doesn't count folks who are working part time, but would much rather be working full time.
Okay, we know census jobs are being created, and that's been much talked about, but where is the rest of the job growth coming from?
Well, believe it or not, there's actually been some solid job growth in manufacturing. And that might be hard to believe because this time last year, we were losing hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs. But actually, in the first 3 months of this year, the manufacturing sector has created 45,000 jobs. And it may be easy to forget that, in fact, the economy has been growing for the last 10 months. And manufacturing is one of those sectors that responds to economic growth. Another area that's been going gangbusters for the last few months is temp employment. And the hope is that some of those positions will ultimately be converted into permanent jobs. But if you subtract census jobs, which are temporary, and you subtract temp jobs, which obviously are temporary too, the real permanent job growth here is still pretty anemic. Since the start of the recession, the economy has shed more than 8 million jobs. And it's going to take a very long time to pull ourselves out of that hole. Not months, years.
NPR's Tamara Keith, thanks very much.
Thank you.